In an era of standardized testing and crowded schedules, school districts are struggling to figure out how to work recess into the day. In Tennessee, the problem is being debated in the state legislature. Chaz Sisk of Here and Now contributor WPLN in Nashville reports.
Children run, leap, and laugh on a neighborhood playground without a care in the world. But at many schools, there's been less and less time for this sort of thing. Educators blame high-stakes testing and mandates that so much time be dedicated to core subjects. Charlie Friedman, though, is a believer in free play.
Whether you're a young child or honestly you're an adult, I think getting up and moving stimulates your brain and keeps you alert and awake and is part of just being a well-rounded human.
So Friedman, the founder of Nashville Classical, a charter school, stresses playtime, phys ed, brain breaks, and 30 minutes of recess each day, no matter the weather.
So even indoors, right, you can run centers and you can have games and blocks and action figures and Play-Doh and any number of activities that children can do that's, again, less structured and there's choice and variety.
Those might sound like fun things to do, but under a law passed last year in Tennessee, it's not clear they count as recess. Many educators say that law is too restrictive. For one thing, it sets firm rules on how long recess should be. Kindergartners and first graders in public schools, including charters, have to take 3 15-minute breaks each day. Older elementary students must take 2 20-minute breaks, and they have to be non-structured, meaning teachers can't lead them in play. So earlier this year, Republican Bill Dunn proposed repealing the requirement. That would have given control back to the districts.
A lot of school systems were just ignoring the law, and that's never a good position to be in.
The arguments for recess include better behavior, fighting obesity, even making sure children are prepared to serve one day in the armed forces. And recess isn't the only debate over playtime going on in Tennessee. Another measure before state lawmakers would make schools offer elementary students at least 2 30-minute PE classes a week. Joan Cronin, a former athletic director at the University of Tennessee, testified in favor of the PE bill. She sees a wide variety of benefits.
Research shows that active kids do better. And I think if we look at our elementary students and we look at what they can do to get better and represent us not only in the military but in life, I feel strongly that physical education in the elementary school provides that.
Parents have also been supportive of giving kids more playtime. Republican Roger Kane says there's a widespread perception that the school day has become too crowded with academic requirements.
They like the fact that we've implemented recess back into the school day. It had been relegated to 45 minutes a week, which is totally unacceptable.
A compromise is now making its way through the Tennessee legislature that will give schools more flexibility about which activities are allowed and whether teachers can take part. Kane says he was surprised to hear schools had struggled so much with the issue.
Who knew recess could be so complicated? It seems just like fun.
State lawmakers say if they find these new rules don't work, they'll come back to the issue a third time. The important thing, most agree, is to strike a balance between class time and play time. For Here and Now, I'm Chaz Sisk in Nashville.